Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Gatriel Blad. Parasha Ki Tisa, When You Lift Up. Week 21, 6th Aliyah. For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Exodus 34, verse 14. Who knows jealousy? The Eternal repeats twice that He is jealous. First, He says that His name is Hashem, jealous. Hashem kana shemo. And then that He is a jealous God. When the Scriptures repeat something twice or more times, it's because they want to emphasize the matter in order for the reader not to forget the issue. The Torah says that His name is Hashem Jealous, Kana Shemo, which implies that jealousy is a part of His character. It's the way He is. When He created man in His image and after His likeness, He also passed on this feature. Therefore, man can also feel jealousy. I think that the strongest jealousy feelings are between a man and a woman. If a third person gets involved in a relationship between a couple, strong feelings of jealousy arise within the one who feels rejected. If a man or a woman commit adultery, the spouse feels jealous, as it is written in Proverbs 6, verses 32 through 35. But a man who commits adultery lacks judgment. Whoever does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away. For jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept any compensation. He will refuse the bribe, however great it may be. And in Proverbs 27:4 it's written, anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Another example of strong jealousy is that of a mother who feels someone is trying to take her children away from her. These feelings that we've all experienced to a greater or lesser degree give us a hint of how the Eternal's jealousy truly is. If we compare the relationship between the Eternal and Israel with the relationship of a couple, we can understand how the Eternal reacted when Israel prostituted herself with a false god. All his jealousy was aroused. We can also understand it with the comparison of the mother that defends her right to take care of her children if an outsider wants to take them away. In a similar way, the Eternal reacts when His children's hearts strayed toward another god. All kinds of worship to false gods ignite jealousy within the Eternal, especially when the people of the covenant prostitute themselves in such manner. Dear disciple, you are linked to the Eternal and His Mashiach, His Messiah, through the covenant with Israel. Be careful. Be very careful against all kinds of idolatry and its derivations. In Hebrew, Avodah Zarah. Be careful of the influence of Eastern religions and the Catholic idolatry. Be careful of idolatry within the evangelical world and idolatry in pagan religions of the Western culture. Be careful of idolatry in the world of entertainment, music, movies, sports, etc. Flee from idolatry because the name of the Eternal is Jealous, and He is a jealous God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 and 3, it is written, I am a jealous God. I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband to the Messiah, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, you minds might somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to the Messiah. Take care of your mind to avoid being led astray by the trends of the spirit of anti-Messiah that exists among some of the Jews. Blessed be the Eternal, who reveals his jealousy to us so that we don't wander away from the right path. In the Messiah Yeshua, Shalom.